going on, everybody's family? We're back with another fucking podcast. What's up, Jay?
Up, dude. We're back. We're here. We're living. It's the temperature's dropping. We're getting chilly, dude. I saw that it was like,
bro, I'm so salty about that shit, bro. I was like, it's like fucking 75 this afternoon. Why is it 60 right now,
dude? No, it's worse, man. So like yesterday it was like 80s, and I was like, fuck, like the winter's over, dude. That's it. I actually turned my AC on. And then when I went to like take my dog out, like this morning, I was like, this is fine. This afternoon, I was like, holy shit, it's windy. And I'm looking now and it's like 40 degrees. Like, what the hell, dude? So, ugh.
Dude, that was some bullshit, dude. I was just like, I literally woke up from a nap right before this. So I took a fucking nap before this because, you know, adults need a nap. But but literally, like, I was cold as fuck. And I was like, why is it fucking cold in here? So I went and turned on the fucking heater, dude. I was so pissed. I was disgusting. Like, I thought we were done with this shit. But we're not. So fuck me. And it's like a house, so it gets fucking. I'm just like, God damn it.
I ain't about it,
but
dude.
I don't. But anyways, what have you been up to, dude? Fucking other than the fucking weather, fuck that. But like, what the fuck are you doing?
For sure, man. Right now, it's just a lot of work. You were telling me that there was like a brief issue with the server that I ran, so I was able to like hot patch that over the week. Little bit of technical talk. I'm gonna break it down, add some more storage, and then now that I'm finally getting paychecks from my new job.
Let's go,
dude. So finally getting paychecks for my new job. I'm gonna like try and expand the storage for my raid. I surprised my parents today, man. I was really excited to be able to like, you know, finally do a little bit of something for them. So my dad's retired, my mom's still working.
Your dad's a fucking, can we just talk about your fucking dad for a second, bro? How many fucking years did he spend? Was it FedEx?
Yeah. My dad
How
worked,
many years?
My dad worked like 30 some odd years with FedEx. And before he was a driver, he was like contracted to just clean the cars. So he literally would just like clean the trucks. And then he went to like take his driver exam, like do the whole, get hired on like the full nine, like way back when. So he's been working for FedEx for forever, man. But he finally retired.
30 years.
Yeah. So he's just keeping himself busy. He's like really gotten into grilling lately and like, way back when I got him like a little makeshift like apparatus that he can use to like smoke in like a propane grill, which isn't ideal. So he's been like smoking things like crazy. And I was like, you know what, dude? Like, I know that like money's tight for them now. He's retired. You know that he's not making overtime, anything crazy like that. So I went out and I bought him like a nice like electric smoker. And then my mom, you know, still works at a desk, and she complains that, like, you know, she doesn't get up enough. She doesn't get the time to, like, walk around and stuff. So I got her, like, a little under the desk, like, treadmill and everything. And nice. Honestly, not to, like, toot my own horn or anything like that. Like, you know, they called me, and you could hear, man, like, how excited they were and, yeah, and just how happy they were. So, you know, I'm finally.
Shit, I went bad, dude.
I'm finally in a spot to be able to, like, take care of my folks the way that they did for me. So I'm very lucky in that. So that's honestly nothing else about my week fucking matters. Like that made my week. So I'm really lucky for that. But man, what about you? What's been going on? You've been dealing with some crazy ass users.
Bro, like other than just like not too much attention to that, but like just sometimes some fucking just fuck, dude. If you ever call IT, don't fuck with them, bro. And don't assume everybody is level one because we're not all fucking level one, dude. Like, fuck off. Like, we're trying to fix your shit and it's not just a simple fucking two clicks and it's done. Like, we need to do research sometimes. I'm like, fuck off, dude. Like, I don't know. It's just annoying. Just dealing with some bullshit with some people, but I mean, I'm fine. It's nothing crazy. But other than that, dude, like, I've just been like fucking chilling. I've been literally the only thing I've been addicted to this fucking week, I've been going to fucking HTO.
HTO
fucking every day of the week, bro.
How is it? I always see Alex post about it and I'm like, yesterday she posted like what, like a mango something or other, like sweet tea. And it's literally, yeah, literally like fucking 88 ounces or some shit like that. Like
it's, it's like fucking it's like, huge. It's like a Rue 44 ounce fucking drink, dude. Okay, so it pause for anybody that doesn't, for anybody that does not know, me and Jay fucking, we're from Texas, bro. So like we fucking drink sweet tea, like fucking, it's religion down here. But honestly, like literally this place is literally a, I guess you would you call that a juice bar?
Like a,
I'm not sure what,
like a design, a sweet tea like bar? A designer. Yeah. I'd say like a sweet tea bar is like the best
because way literally, to describe it. Literally it's place that only serves fucking sweet tea, dude. Like, they have like a bunch of fucking flavors, sweet and unsweet tea. And the unsweet actually tastes like what it says it is. Like, I tried this unsweet watermelon and then it actually tasted like fucking watermelon just without sugar. It just tasted like the essence of like the watermelon, I guess. But it's a, it's like very, it's just a huge variety of fucking sweet teas, like all fucking types and unsweet. And you just walk in and it's just like a bunch of fucking like teas everywhere. And they let you try them if you go inside. Like, they have little cups next to it, so you can try all the fucking teas and see what you like. And then they sell it by the fucking gallon.
God
up
damn.
To 5 gallons, dude. Up to 5 gallons.
I you think that's like, buy it. That's like normal for us, dude. I forget if it was like on Twitter or TikTok or something like that. I saw some guy post, he's like, you know, I'm in Texas for this wedding. I'm supposed to pick up the catering and it's like the barbecue place. He's like, I'm from California. And he's like, when I went to go pick up the catering, they gave me 2 to 4, like 2 or 3 5-gallon buckets of sweet tea. And he was like freaking out. He's like, this is too much sweet tea. Like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And he's like, not even by like halfway through the night, they were already out of sweet tea. And I was like, dude, that's just Texas, man. Like, that's just how it
bro,
is.
Bro, it's gone. Like, bro, okay, pause. I went to fucking California for BlizzCon a long time ago, like a few years ago. I say fucking few years ago, but I mean like when I was like fucking 19. So this was like 6 years ago now, dude. I feel old, but I went and then I went to Chipotle after and they didn't have fucking sweet tea there, dude. They didn't have sweet tea. It was just fucking 2 buckets of just tea. So I was like, fuck you. I was so mad.
A little funny thing about Chipotle, if y'all don't know, Abe and I actually used to work at Chipotle together. Again, when we were like 19, 20, like once upon a time, right? The recipe for sweet tea, I'm going to tell you guys the secret sauce. Dude, the recipe for sweet tea is like a gallon of tea to, or like 5 gallons of tea and like half a bag of 2.5 pounds of sugar, right? So we used to make it by the recipe and we would get fucking complaints that our sweet tea wasn't sweet enough. So we were like, let's just double the sugar. Like, let's just see what that gets us. And we started to get like online comments on how our store had the best sweet tea. And so we started to tell the other stores like, hey, we're just putting more sugar in it because it's not enough. Compared to like,
wasn't it like Bill a Miller's fucking 5 pound like bag?
Yeah, we'd put 5 pounds, like a pound per gallon of tea of sugar, and legitimately, it would be like people would be like, "This is the best sweet tea in the world. Like, this is the fucking greatest."
Bro, I'm not even gonna shit with you. Like, I never fucking did the half, like ever.
No, never.
And so like, I fucking always was like, "Oh, it's a whole bag, right?" And I was like, and then I found out it was half a bag, and I was like, Whatever. The fuck? I was like, what the fuck that? Fucking give me a whole fucking 5 pound bag. But yeah, that's the fucking secret.
And man, you know what? This is completely off topic. And I know he's not the CEO anymore, but fuck Steve Ells, dude. While we're at it.
He fucking quit, bro. He fucking took his bag and he left. He's
okay,
like, I'm fucking
like,
chilling.
I don't blame him. But at the time, fuck Steve Ells. I ain't about it.
Fuck, dude.
So I think we're ready, man. I think we're ready to get in on it.
I'm ready, bro.
If you guys have taken a look at the last episode of the Twitch Streamers Unite, what the fuck are you doing, dude? If you haven't listened to it, you're going to be able to hear me yell and rant and rave about the fucking worst anime. The worst anime of the season so far. And so with that, I'm going to start it off with straight bangers. If we look at our list that we have on our side, it is literally titled Straight Bangers. Fucking rapid fire. So that's what we're going to do. We're not really going to get a lot into it. It's just episodes or rather anime that we've like briefly looked into or we're currently watching, we're keeping up with, and it's definitely worth the hype. We got Rust Eater Bisco, which is fucking insane. Case Study of Vanitas, which Ty, the guy that does the intro and outro songs for the anime boys, Ty McGrath. Mm-hmm. He actually put out really quietly season 2 Case Study Vanitas intro. He did another cover of that, which he did for the first season as well. So go ahead and check out our guy Ty, Ty McGrath on Spotify or really anywhere. Case Study Vanitas.
Check him out, bro.
Super banger. Boy. We got Love of Kill, which is basically like Assassins in Love. Is like the best way I can like describe that.
What is this fucking Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
It bro? Is, like, dude. It is, but
fuck off.
Just imagine Mrs. Smith fucking hates Mr. Smith. So just exactly like Brangelina. Like for real, dude. We got The Strongest Sage with the Weakest Crest. We have Slow Loop, which is a slice of life anime, essentially about two best friends, and they just fly fish, man. That's just like what they're about. They're all about
this. Like, what do you mean by fly? Like,
they go fly fishing, fucking, like, dude. They're like, yeah, they go on the lake and they go fly fishing, and they're like kids, and they just like, it's just mad chill, dude. The slow loop in life, that's what they're hitting up. And then last but not least is actually one that I haven't looked into, but it's definitely on my list. I haven't looked into it just yet. Is The Ranking of Kings, and Abe is actually the one that brought that up. Fuck. It looks
It looks sick. Okay, so the only reason we're kind of just like touching upon it like really quickly, not really doing anything, we haven't fucking seen it. All right, so that's kind of like the main thing. I haven't fucking seen it. I've been kind of slacking. I know I've been seeing everything about it, and I know a lot of people have recommended it to me already, but it's... I want to fucking watch it. I heard it's a fucking straight banger, and I was like, I need to watch this shit. Like, what am I doing?
Honestly.
I'm literally wasting my time over here.
It's on my list, dude. Some of the other episodes, like Case of the Vanitas, I'm up to date with. Love of Kill, I'm up to date with. Slow Loop is one of those. It's just like a treat. Every time it comes out, like, I always got to fucking watch it. Rust Eater Bisco and Strongest Sage with the Weakest Crest. I'd say I'm about, like, 2 to 3 episodes in, but it just keeps going, dude. Like, it hooked me on the first episode. Fuck. Rust Eater, it took me to the second episode to really be like, what the fuck is going on? But it was just enough of it to be like, hey, like, I need answers. It's not like, fuck it. Like,
tell me now.
Yeah, you can kind of see, like, what's going on. And it's like, all right, no, like, I need to know. And so that's what, like, drug me to, like, the next episode. So I definitely recommend.
That's what gets
you. Yeah, I definitely recommend anything off that list. Go ahead and check it out. Go ahead and look it up if you're a little apprehensive or you haven't really trusted my intuition just yet. Or if anything that you love was on my straight ass list from last week, then I'm so sorry.
What was that? What was that one fucking anime? I got professed or what?
man, she professed herself the pupil of the wise man. God,
that's the number one right there,
it's
bro.
Ass, dude. That's the number one worst fucking anime. It's so trash, dude.
God damn it. Dude, that's like my fucking favorite fucking title, and I don't like. I don't even want to watch it because of all the shit that
like,
you said.
The first 5 minutes of the episode, I was like, "This is such." I'm mad because it's such a cool idea, and like,
but they fucked it,
and then they fucked it, dude. They were literally just like, "Fuck you," and then like the production value on everything was just like trash. Like, oh,
we're just like, hey, we've seen Seven Deadly Sins. We can top
that. Hey, dude, have you seen season 2 of One Punch Man? We can fucking like quadruple down on the worst shit you've ever seen in my life.
God damn it, dude. Okay, can we just talk about fucking that really quick about One Punch Man? Just like, we're kind of off the rails here a little bit, but I just want to fucking piss me off that one time somebody, I was trying to say that the One Punch Man season 2 fucked up, and someone told me, they're like, no, this is exactly like the manga. This is perfect. This is great. This is like, exactly how it's supposed to be.
Story-wise, yeah, but like animation-wise, it wasn't it, man. No. Like they took Genos. They took Genos from like 18 different colors to just like
two or one. Like, yeah.
He was one.
They were like, hey, fuck color coding anything.
Yeah, they were like, what's a shadow? We don't need these. Like, fuck that. Like,
It took, and they really like what season 1 did, like really like
beautiful
fucking made the show pop. Chef it made kiss, the show dude. Pop. Yeah, exactly. It made it like pop. It made stuff like you want to see this. You want to keep going. And then they could have done that. They could do that shit with anime. Like fucking Demon Slayer did it. They could have done this with season 2, but they decided to just shit the bed on it.
Demon Slayer,
like, I'm not gonna lie.
Demon Slayer is the outlier though, and I know Demon Slayer is on our list, and I mean it isn't gonna be like an anime podcast, at least from us, without talking about Demon Slayer. But like I still say that Demon Slayer is the outlier, right? Like we've never really seen an anime series that has gone ahead and gotten a clear $90,000 budget per episode, which that in itself literally is nuts. We never see something that has something. It's what, like 15% of every, like of all households in Japan, like watch Demon Slayer when it comes out, and it airs for them at like midnight or 1 a.m. on like a Sunday, like on a school night. Like, dude, that's like fucking insane. That's insane. So I still say Demon Slayer is the outlier, but they definitely did my man Saitama bad, man. Like
they did it bad, dude. Like, it was good. Like, the season was fine, I guess, but it just could have popped more. They could have put more emphasis with music, with color, with the way they drew certain things. Like, you can do shit. Like, you don't have to be so afraid of, like, you don't have to be so afraid of, like, changing some stuff up, but it's still exactly how the fucking manga reads. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be 100% because some stuff gets lost in translation, and that's what anime is for. You know what I mean? But I mean, they did what they fucking did. So let's see how season 3, if we ever get it, how it comes
out. So first of all, I really don't think we're ever going to get a season 3. And especially with like, this is just my opinion. Of course, if it's a fucking podcast, it's everybody's opinion. But
right,
with how the chapters have been going with One Punch Man, they're few and far between. They're maybe 20 to 30 pages, which is not a lot. And then realistically, of the last like 50 chapters, Saitama has probably came out in like 2 of them. Like,
fuck,
this past chapter he wasn't in, but the one right before he was in. And I'm reading some of the comments, like, who is this new bald character? How many months has it been I saw our bald cape Saitama? And then they're just like, Cape Baldy must be close if King's entering the battlefield. And it's like the last one right here. Now we wait for another 3 to 4 months. Like,
bro,
that's just like
up.
What it is, man. Like that's just kind of like what everything's going on with One Punch Man right now. I really would love to hope that the way that the story is going right now, the newest threat is really just going to fuck everybody up. And then it's going to be Saitama to the fucking rescue, which that's like the same formula that they've had forever. But that formula fucking works, dude. Like, just stick to the formula. Like, get it. Like, give me
trust the process.
Like, give me my stupid man and let me just enjoy it, dude. I feel like a lot of people are treating this like fucking Godzilla or like King Kong movies, where they're just like, people get real mad with like Godzilla and King Kong movies. They're like, the story's stupid. There's plot holes here, here, and here. This is so fucking dumb. And the people that actually like it are just like, big fucking monsters are fucking fighting.
Big monsters
are fighting and shit's going down. This is the greatest shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, that's it, dude. Like, Godzilla, they got the fucking formula down and they deliver. Like, that's what fucking One Punch Man needs to do. They need to take this shit back to formula and they need to just do it. Like,
but you know who else has been fucking sticking to the goddamn formula and fucking killed it this fucking past weekend, bro?
Oomst.
But fucking Demon Slayer, bro.
Fuck.
They stuck to their fucking formula of like, we're just going to put out the best fucking anime of the fucking year and drop that shit on there. And fucking perfect animation. I love the story. So fuck everybody that's saying that they're harried by just animation. Fuck you. The story is good. And then don't try to fucking come at me. I'm just saying this for me. But don't fucking come at us with the fucking AOT is not predictable. You guys are going to shit on it when it ends. But Demon Slayer, it fucking ended, dude. What did you think of the last episode? People were pissed because they thought it was going to be a full 45 minutes, but it was like, nah, bitch, it's 45 like with ads.
Yeah. It was like 30-something. Yeah. Fuck it, dude. I mean, and I'm all for like fucking longer episodes. Like, don't get me wrong. There's like an aspect, and just this is just strictly focusing on the time aspect of it, right?
Yeah.
Part of my little monkey brain just really enjoys cut clean 15-20 minute episodes. I'm in, I'm out, to the next thing. Like, that's what holds my attention, is very little of something, right? When it comes down to, like, certain animes that I really would love to see more of, even just, like, an extra 10 minutes is, like, a world of difference, right? Like, even in the previous episode that everyone's yelling about, episode 10 of Demon Slayer, where part of the story still bled into, like, the closing credits. Dude, if they can capitalize off those, like, what, minute and a half to 2 minutes, and it was a huge fucking difference, like, imagine what an extra 10 minutes would do, an extra 5 minutes even, like...
Exactly.
I think it's a new format. I'm glad it's being explored. We definitely see it when it comes to, like, starting episodes or first episodes where they'll have, like, a 30-minute or a 45-minute first episode. Shield Hero. Like, I think it's interesting. I think that that's what needs to happen. Demon Slayer is fucking goated. It's with the sauce, dude. It's fucking goated with the sauce. People are fucking, like... dissing on it. I really truly don't think that anime only watchers know where it's gonna go, and people are still gonna shit on Attack on Titan when it goes exactly where he says it's gonna go, like
100%, dude. And they better not fucking change it, which I'm pretty sure MAPPA won't.
I don't think they will.
Like, it's just gonna be so fucking funny when it just drops the fucking ratings and I'm like, it's still good, but you guys are just fucking expecting some motherfucking, like, life-changing fucking episode. But like I said, like, fucking Demon Slayer is fucking... Okay, so this fucking last... I just want to touch upon... I got, a fucking thing with this. Like, I saw so much... People, like, are spoiling this shit, like, so much on the fucking internet, especially TikTok. So, like, fucking watch out. Don't like so much Demon Slayer shit because you're going to get fucked if you don't want spoilers. But basically, like, people were pissed. I'm not even going to spoil this because I know Jay... You read it, right? Yeah, you did read it. Yeah, so you're fine. I mean, I don't really want to spoil it too much. I might, but it's not really that big of a spoiler. But people were mad that they didn't show what happened next after Akaza showed up and at the end of that episode, and they were going to have, like, basically a meeting with all the Upper Moons and Muzan. Mm-hmm. And people were fucking pissed about it. And I'm like, bro, I was like, you guys really want to just sit here and fucking watch the whole show in fucking one episode? I was like, that's fucking impossible. And I was like, they gotta drag this shit out, dude. It's like one of the number one anime in Japan right now.
They got time. You can't fucking, dude. Like,
they got time.
I
was like, go fucking read it if you want to. Like, you fucking don't have to see, like, it right away.
Kind of intrusive thought, and this is something that's, like, really just occurring to me. I personally wouldn't be surprised if they were to introduce each arc with, like, a movie. Because
I wouldn't be surprised with that either.
If they, I mean, because look at what they did with Mugen Train, right? They put out the movie, they made a shit ton of money, and then they just paraphrased the movie into, like, 5 or 6 episodes with a little bit of extra at the beginning and at the tail, and then they made a shit ton of money, and all it did was introduce, like, the real, quote unquote, like, the real next arc that was, like, happening. And it's like, bro, like, that format is fucking dangerous, because if Demon Slayer is probably one of the only animes in recent memory that could genuinely get away with that. If they made that their, like, fucking formula, take it back to formula, like, if they made that their formula model and they decided to do this, like, with every single time, they're just gonna fucking turn the money machine on and let it go burr, and then they're fine. Like, they could get away with it. Like, it's scary.
So, like,
I wouldn't be mad, but I would be mad.
I personally don't think they're gonna make this into a movie for this one, just because they did announce season 3 at the... So, like, I don't know why people are so fucking mad, bro. Like, just wait until fucking season 3. God, like, literally, God, they fucking gave us a 32-minute episode on top of announcing season 3. And, like, that's kind of, like, one of the fucking fastest fucking announcements ever, because usually it doesn't happen the day they fucking finish the last episode. But they're like, hey, guess what? We're already working on season 3, and it's going to be fucking amazing. And we're going to bring it to you guys as soon as possible. Like,
and everybody, I'm just fucking, like, excited for that shit. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, like, this is bullshit.
Everybody was like, why is it not done?
Oh, my God.
That Basically, sorry mic, for fucking dude, headphones. Like... That's basically what happened. Like, sorry for headphone users, but yeah, that's basically what happened. Like, and I'm just like, you guys need to fucking chill, bro. I was like, you guys literally, that's like fucking trying to watch the fucking Marvel Universe in fucking one day. Like, that's not happening.
I can do it. I can do it, don't you?
Fuck you. But oh, like, that's God. that's basically where that's at.
Yeah, and I was just, I mean, like, with that attitude, I think definitely with the ending of Attack on Titan, people are gonna get mad. I've been
100%.
I've been predicting it. You've been predicting it. A lot of people have. A lot of people were mad when the manga finished. Like, I think it's just gonna 100%. Happen. And the thing that's so like not vindictive, but it's so like hypocritical to me is like, from the beginning of like the rumbling, Aaron is like, I'm gonna fucking march these bitches across the world, and anybody that is not on this island is gonna fucking die. He's like, and he's laying that out. Like, he's like, this is my plan. He's like,
fuck y'all.
None of you can stop me. This is my plan. And then, like, mild spoilers, but like that, not really, but like that fucking happens. Like, the end of the manga, like, that shit happens. And people are like, oh, this ending was such bullshit. I could have never seen this coming. I'm like, bro, like, this is what he set out to do. Like, this was his plan. He let everybody know, and he was just like, there you go. And then that happened, and people were like, this is stupid. And I'm like, man, like, y'all are just gonna get mad at anything. Like, it's whatever,
I was like, everybody's dude. So it's so annoying. And like, I did see like a post that Isayama did say, like, after 11 years of working on this, he's like, I'm sorry that it wasn't like expected what you guys wanted it to be, like, at the ending. And I was like, bro, you shouldn't even apologize for that. I was like, honestly, fuck, like, them, bro.
Shit like that breaks my heart, because at the end of the day, like, at least most mangaka, right? Like, in general, people that write and people that illustrate, whether it be anime or anything, they do it because that's what they love, right? So when you put somebody in a situation where they have to apologize for doing what they love and for writing a story that was theirs to begin with, like, that's fucked up, dude. Like, just say you didn't like it, just say, like, and move on. Like, you don't have to make somebody like fucking apologize for something that you didn't like. Like, it makes me so heated, because these people, like, put their heart and souls into this artwork that we consume and that we love and that we support. And it's like, come the fuck on, dude. Like, and I'm not...
It pisses me. Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to be like Tron. I fight for the mangaka. Like, this is me. Like, no, dude. But it just breaks my heart, man. It's so sad.
It's just shitty, because, like, they get fucking death threats and all this shit. And then, like, I'm just like...
that fucking...
Bro, fuck that off.
That boggles me, dude. If I was, like... So, all right, if I was, like, writing One Piece, I was Oda, right? And let's just say, for example, I started getting death threats. I would, first of all, I don't know what I would do. I'm pretty sure I would do one of two things. If I was Oda specifically, I would...
Strap up.
I would figure out who was sending those death threats at the beginning. I would figure out who they are, and I would write them into One Piece as, like, the most fucking... like, Mami-chan style hated person ever. Like, the shittiest fucking character. And I would like dox them, like, in real life, dude. And then on the flip side, I would start mess if I was Oda specifically, and I would find people that'd be like, I hope he dies or whatever. I would message them, like, I would private message them, and I would tell them what the One Piece quote unquote is. And I would just make sure that it's bullshit, and then I would block them. Like, I would just, this is great. I would just roll off the, like, it's my ass, and then, like, block them.
Just like, hey, the One Piece, it's your mom, and just fucking that's it.
And then block them, dude. Yeah, I would be so vindictive. That's so bad, but fuck, man, that it breaks my, like, heart. Stop.
That does
send it death threats, dude. Stop that.
Stop being shitty over fucking a piece of fucking fiction that somebody created that was in their head. Go fuck yourself, bro. Like, let it happen. Like, okay, so I know we're shitting on, like, we're going to see the ratings drop, but we're going to see that shit. We're going to see that shit happen. Like, I'm already ready for it. Jay's ready for it. But, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck people want, but I think whatever he had in his head, I'm going to respect it, because it's like, this is how he wanted it to win. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was safe, but I was like, it's better than some fucking bullshit that he just came out of his ass like fucking 2 minutes before the fucking ending came out. So, I mean, We kind of spoiled the ending already, so we didn't even say that
there's
shit.
There's no spoilers for Attack on Titan because he does it. He sets out what he's gonna do, and there's other shit that happens.
I'm just fucking laughing still. I'm just internally laughing about you said we're gonna send these motherfuckers to step on everybody.
Yeah, it's what he does. He's like, I'm gonna fucking stomp the yard with this, and then he does it.
Why did he stomp
them?
People
were mad.
People were like, what the fuck? Because like, he was supposed to be good. How could you? He's like, fuck you. But fuck, dude. That's a Attack on Titan. I mean, the last episode came out, it was fucking good. I was excited for it. I was telling Jay, I was like, I think about like three more episodes and we're going to see like the shit go down finally, three or four. But I think it's getting paced really good, honestly, right now.
I think so too. I think it's pretty chill.
I was hoping like, I was like, oh man, how long is it going to take till we, but I was like, it's getting paced pretty good. So I was like, I'm ready for the next fucking few episodes, see what happens. But yeah, dude, other than that, like Attack on Titan, fucking My Dress Up Darling. Hey. It's fucking good. I was fucking watching this shit and I mentioned it before and I didn't really talk much about it. I know you haven't watched it. I know you barely are going to, but it's fucking good. I'm not really going to talk much about it. I just want to say like besides the fucking fan service, because there's like a lot of it in the beginning. I really like the relationship between the two main characters, between Gojo and fucking, yeah, his fucking name is Gojo.
Gojo? Like, Yoimo?
He fucking solos, dude. Like, it's over. Hey. Like, no, but his fucking relationship with fucking, I already forgot her fucking name.
The darling. No.
basically, right? She like with Marine, there we go. Like their relationship, it's going good. Like I fucking like it. I'm just like, okay, we're getting the fucking romance element, and it's actually only episode 6.
So would you say it's more like rom-com? Would you say it's more like slice of life? Like what would you categorize this as?
It's definitely a rom-com for sure. It's definitely a rom-com. Like definitely like he is oblivious and she is head over heels for him right now.
Aww.
That's all I'm going to leave it at. And it's like, it's good. Like she basically like sees him putting in work and she sees how he loves his passion of like making dolls and like he's making the clothes. And then she sees that passion. And it's fucking good. And it's at the point where like, I want to see more like already. I was like fucking put the fan service aside, like you don't even need that shit, like just their relationship together is, that's what I fucking like to see.
Okay.
I'm gonna fuck about the fucking, what's it called, fan service. I never really do. I care about more of like the characters and how their relationship is.
So you're telling me that you're not watching World End Harem?
I'm not fucking watching. Okay, can we just talk about the degenerates and that fucking World End Harem?
It's
has
scuffed,
a fucking two,
dude.
It's
rough.
Has a two. It has a fucking two on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
You fucking guys are degenerates as fuck, dude.
Can we? Okay.
Like, I'm fucking
so
saying it right now.
The reason that it has a two is because it's censored on Crunchyroll, and people are like, what the fuck? And I'm just like, I read the
They're like, I
want to
see
I'm
titties,
laughing,
dude. I'm just like, fuck off, dude. It's,
oh,
you guys are a
God.
Bunch of degenerates, dude. If this is really why you guys are mad, I'm just like, fucking stop, dude. Like, it looks so weird. Like, it's just so fucking weird just, like, complaining about that shit. But, I mean, like, fuck it. It happens, right? Some of y'all like hentai. Some, like, fucking not me. But, like,
oh,
it's basically
God.
A borderline hentai at this point. But, yeah, My Dress Up Darling, fucking check that shit out, dude. I'm actually, like, really into it. I really like the relationship, I said. I'm just fucking... She's just a fucking big-ass weeb, and she don't give a fuck, dude. Like, that's basically what we're at.
Hell yeah, dog.
But, another thing I have been watching, it's not really like new or it's not up to date, but I've been watching My Love Story. I've been fucking watching some fucking romance anime and I fucking love this fucking story. My Love Story is so fucking good. And I don't know if you've seen the cover. Have you seen the cover, Jay? Have you
no,
looked it up right now?
I haven't.
If you fucking look it up, just like the fucking... I'm just gonna kind of give a brief description. It's about Takeo, which is the main character, is a fucking giant ass motherfucker. He's like 7 fucking feet tall, basically.
Oh,
like,
wait a minute. Yeah, this is the one that you sent me a TikTok
of,
right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. He's fucking huge as fuck. And he's just, like, muscular as fuck. And yeah, it's just funny how in the anime, in the manga and the anime, they fucking draw him with, like, huge lips. I don't know why they fucking do that, but it just, I guess, to make him look massive. But he just looks fucking massive, dude. He's like a fucking mountain. And basically, he saved this girl in the train because he fucking towers over everybody. He's fucking massive. This girl was getting harassed by a groper, and he goes up to the groper, fucking grabs him by the arm, and he's so fucking big that he just carries this dude around with his arm.
Hell yeah.
And basically takes him to the cops. Basically, the guy, the groper was like, she was asking for it. She's wearing a skirt. And he just fucking winds up and fucking punches this dude in the face. Oh my and it God. Was great. Like, I was like, this is great. I was like, I fucking love this already. And I just stuck to it as a 24 episodes, I believe. 24 episodes. It's really good so far, what I've been watching. I don't know if there's going to be another season or what, but I'm watching it so far. And I'm really enjoying it. Like, it's basically between him and her, basically. That happens, and then she falls in love with him, and that's where it goes. It's actually, like, a romance comedy anime, because he's so fucking big. It's just funny. And he has his best friend that's always there with him. That's basically what the show is about. It's basically just a wholesome show between this guy getting his first girlfriend, and it's just showing their day-to-day, basically, and it's fucking great. Like,
hell yeah.
Literally, they had a last episode that I saw, it was like, they were having their Christmas together, and his birthday, they celebrated together, and then his mom had a baby, and they fucking talked about that shit. But it was just like, literally, like, it's just like their day-to-day, and it's fucking good. Like, I like romance anime, been wanting to watch this, and I finally got a chance to, so... That's just what I'm going to put up on there. Recommend it for you guys to watch it. I don't know if you guys have or have it, but if you want a nice rom-com, that's a good one right there.
Hell fucking yeah, man. And so we are doing a little bit of a shorter episode this time around. So we might speed run this next bit. But we got to talk about the Crunchyroll Awards, man. What was your biggest upset? Like, what do you think? Personally, like, I know we sent the list, we're looking over it. What stands out to you, like, the most?
The most? Okay, so, like, I just want to say, like, right off the bat, like, fucking Demon Slayer Solo. Like, Demon Slayer Solo, the fucking Crunchyroll Awards. And I just want to put it out there, like, Crunchyroll Awards, people were salty about it. They're like, here comes Demon Slayer, like, taking this. I'm just like, okay, wait, like, pause. Like, this is fan-based, like, voting. It's not really, like, a group of people, like, let's get together and discuss it. No, it's fucking a group, just, like, fans that are on Crunchyroll voting for their fucking favorite anime, basically. So, like, I don't know, like, I wouldn't really shit on it. I take it with a grain of salt. It's, like, kind of, like, the people's choice at this point for those. But yeah, I just, the first thing that fucking didn't surprise me, but fucking stands out is motherfucking, what's it called? Not Jujutsu Kaisen. What the fuck? Demon Slayer Solos, dude. I just saw Jujutsu Kaisen on there and I was like, fucking, I just see best fight scene, Yuji Itadori and Aoi Todo versus Hanami. I was like, that shit's fucking dope.
That was the dope ass fight, dude. I'm not gonna lie.
But how about you? Did you get anything that, like, stood out for you? We can go through it. I just want to, like, see, like, if you saw something that, like, you really like.
I think, honestly, one of the biggest upsets to me was, like, the best drama. So, best drama was To Your Eternity, and, like, that's what actually won. But, like, drama-wise, I might just be biased, and I probably am, but, like, Megalobots Season 2, like, that hit, like, the fucking drama out of the park, dude. Like, it really, like, hit every aspect of, like, fucking underdog boxer. Like, you truly don't know if he's gonna win or if he's not. He's, like, addicted to drugs. He's going through, like, rehab. He's, like, there's fucking people that are not native to the country, and they're being, like, discriminated against, but, like, he's fighting for them. And, like, it was, like, so many elements in, like, a really quick anime, in my opinion. I think it was only 11 or 12 episodes.
Right.
I think drama-wise, like, I know it was action-packed and, like, not on the not on the scale of Jujutsu Kaisen by any means. Like, it shouldn't have won Best Action by any means, even though it's a boxing anime. But I still think drama-wise, like, it had it in the lock. I don't think To Your Eternity really, like, hit it as much as it should have.
Yeah, like I said, it was mostly, like, with that, I think, kind of goes back into what I was saying, like, it's fan base. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think a lot of people saw Megalobox season
not
two
at all,
to your, to, like, To Your Eternity. But, like, I will say To Your Eternity was, like, before he learns how to speak properly and actually act like a person, it was really, like, fucking, it hit, dude. Like, up until, like, he meets, like, somebody that he stayed with for, like, 5 years, like, one of his best friends, and he fucking dies. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I think at that point, I think that was, like, the most crucial, and then it kind of went down from there on, like, the drama aspect. But it was, like, a lot of people fucking died in that show. Like, yeah. It was, like, pretty sad. I think that's why I got that. But, like, I guess we can just kind of go through it really quick because I just really want to. Anime of the Year, Attack on Titan season, final season, part one. What do you think about that? You think that was worth it?
I kind of don't. I think it is, like, overhyped. I mean, Anime of the Year, what else was even on there? Jujutsu Kaisen,
Best Boy,
86.
Best Girl.
Well, no, I'm saying for Anime of the Year.
Oh, Anime of the Year?
Ranking of Kings is on there, which, for something I haven't watched, is pretty surprising. Or not, oh, fuck, that sounds pretentious as shit. Like, I mean that, like, it's surprising that I haven't watched it, and it is, like, on that list. Because everything else I've at least, like, poked around. Odd Taxi, I poked around. Sunny Boy, I didn't really look at that at all either. I think Jujutsu Kaisen was a lot better than Attack on Titan Season 1.
Bro, Jujutsu Kaisen was a lot better than fucking Attack. I'm not gonna lie to you. Fucking Jujutsu Kaisen is better than Attack on Titan. Fucking quote me. Fucking tell me that I'm wrong, but fuck you. That's good. But yeah, that fucking one, Attack on Titan season part. Fuck, I keep reading it wrong. Attack on Titan final season part one got fucking Anime of the Year. Best Boy was, I don't even know how to fucking pronounce his name, but it's the main character of Ranking of Kings. Is it Boy?
Boji? That's how I'm reading
Boji?
It.
Boji? Yeah. Two J's. Looks weird. But fucking that got Best Boy. Best Girl, Nobara. Fucking Jujutsu Kaisen. What do you think? I think I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Not gonna lie.
With the list that's, like, on there, like, that makes sense. I mean, else you got, like, Fruits Basket. You got, like, Komi Can't Communicate. And then, like, from the Wonder Egg Priority. I think that... Nobara
Priority was good too.
Nobara was just she fits.
She solos. she fucking solos.
She fucking whops, dude. Like, she goes. She's there, dude.
Best protagonist, Odokawa, Odd Taxi. I have not seen Odd Taxi.
It's chill.
Like, but I've heard that, like, it's really fucking good. Like, I get a lot of people fucking like it, and I was like, I have not fucking watched.
So what fucking is super weird to me, and this also covers, like, best antagonist, Aaron Yeager was on the best protagonist list. Like, excuse me. And so I'm like, if he would have won both, like, that would have been the most accurate shit I've seen, honestly.
That would have been fucking funny, because that would have been one of those memes where he's like, just fucking vote for both.
I wish.
But, like, again, it shows him, like, just telling you what to do. Oh, fuck. But best fight scene, like, we already said that, but it was, like, fucking Itadori and fucking Toto versus Hanami.
The fucking, like, right under that is honestly, like, Elma and Toru from Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid. Cass and I are, like, I'm a little slow on watching Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid because Cass and I watch it together. She doesn't always, like, want to watch anime just as much. But the fucking budget for this fight scene specifically was, like, out of the park,
like, off the
dude.
Rails, bro.
Yeah, and I remember, like, I saw it, like, a couple weeks ago, so I was like, holy fuck, like, where did they get all this money from?
They're just, like, surprised.
It's beautiful,
we're gonna fucking
dude.
Do it.
It's great.
It's so good. It was, like, it fucking caught me off guard, but it was fucking dope. Best director was Baku Kinoshita from Odd Taxi.
That fucks, dude.
I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
Dub.
I haven't watched it. Best animation, you already know. Demon Slayer solo. It got it for the Mugen Train arc. Honestly, season two has better animation, but like fucking that was still really good.
Honestly, Mugen Train arc was literally just copy paste movie. So I don't think that's fair. Like they literally just copy pasted the movie, and I'm like, yeah, anything with a movie ass budget, like is gonna win. Like I don't know.
They're man. Like, hey, the fucking Demon Slayer is calling right now. They said, fuck you.
Probably.
Best know, character dude. Design. What is it? Tadashi, Hiramatsu, fucking Jujutsu Kaisen.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
You're like instantly yes. W, best score. I kind of like this one. Fucking, it was best score. Yuki, Kajiura, and Go Shina for Demon Slayer. Fucking Mugen Train arc. I mean, I got the best score. I agree, though. I mean, everything
else on the list is kind of like mid, though. Like, even I'll even admit, like the song from Megalobox, Mabuna.
Right.
Meh. I mean, 86 is on there. Odd Taxi, like it fucks. Wonder Egg Priority is on there. Like VV Fluorite Eye Song, it's okay. It's just kind of there. You know what I mean?
It's kind of there. Yeah, I would agree that should take it. I mean, fucking best opening. It got fucking Attack on Titan season part one. I got fucking best opening. I thought it was a good opening. That fucking first season, it got a fucking really. It had a strong opening. What else do you see? What else there was?
As far as like what else Demon Slayer won, or just like what else?
No. But list? like best open sequence, because I won by Attack on Titan final season part one.
Let me see. Vivid Vice? Man, Vivid Vice should have fucking won.
Yo, and we honestly? Got,
whoa. Why have I not seen this list, dude? Okay, so Skirt and Poonpei from Odd Taxi. You got fucking Vivid Vice. You got fucking Boku no Sensu, which won, which is Attack on Titan for opening sequence. Beastars, admittedly, I didn't watch it. I'm not a fucking furry, so sue me. you have fucking Crybaby from Tokyo Revengers. And I Know Supreme from Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid.
Fuck.
Miss Kobayashi's fucking Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid should have fucking whopped on this, dude. Like, it's so, and like, that's, if Vivid Vice wasn't on this list, like, even, it even beats Crybaby. It even beats, like, Boku no Sensu. Like,
I'm actually kind of salty that
Miss Kobayashi like, Dragon Maid's opening for season two. It just fucking hits, dude. It literally pulls my brain out of my cranium and it massages it like in its entirety and then places it back gently and then orders me a pizza. Like, this is the best. Like,
you're like, my fucking brain is smooth.
Yeah. Oh my God. No,
okay, dude. But like,
so good.
Like, I don't think that fucking, not Jujutsu Kaisen, Attack on Titan should have won that. Like, nah, at all. Like,
not at all.
That was such a fan base thing, but. Vivid Vice, fucking Crybaby, and fucking Miss Kobayashi have such better fucking
so
openings.
So good, dude.
And like, I'm not going to say that it's bad, but it's fucking, they're just better.
Another fucking shameless plug and a big shout out to my boy Ty. He does openings for Crybaby. He did the opening for Attack on Titan. Like, he's doing covers of them. He didn't actually do them. But
that'd be wild.
Him and Just Cosplay Sings, Viv did the opening for I Know Supreme for Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, and they fucking knock it out of the park, dude. Like, it just sells me on it. Like, go ahead and check them out. We'll probably clip this if we're lucky, and we'll fucking tag them and shit. Please go ahead and check them out. It's absolutely amazing. But that opening,
it's fucking bangers,
that man. Opening should have fucking won. And then now for like a big upset, in my opinion, is Mushoku Tensei didn't win Best Fantasy.
Oh, shit.
It was fucking Rimuru.
It did not.
The time I got reincarnated as a slime, which admittedly, fucking great anime, sure.
Okay, so season two for slime. For season two for slime, first half was slow, second half was amazing. But I do agree it shouldn't have won that. I feel like Mushoku Tensei should have taken that shit. I'm actually really surprised.
When you look at it, like, objectively, and set all biases aside, like, season two for Reincarnated as a Slime, you're right, it was pretty slow in the first half, and then it picks up. But Mushoku Tensei, even season one and season two, like, it's consistently like it pushes
it's
the
bangers.
It pushes the story consistently all the way through. Like each episode is very prevalent to like what's happening. And again, from what I was saying before, with just, you know, an extra 2 minutes of the intro or the ending, like makes a huge difference. Mashuko Tensei fucking capitalizes off that. And
it
really
does.
And in their entrances and in their endings, they're actually showing, like, it's not static. It's not the same entrance, like the intro song. Like, it's the same song, but like the visuals that you're seeing are different. And it's pertinent to like what's happening in the episode and what's happening like when the episode kicks in. And I've always been a fan of that. And I think that they knock it out of the park. I think that they were robbed, in my opinion.
They were robbed. They were fucking robbed, bro. But I still think that should have won it. Fucking best fantasy should have gone to Mushoku Tensei. Best ending sequence, Demon Slayer Mugen Train art got easy. It. Which, easy, easy that dub. Wins, like 100%. So best action, Jujutsu Kaisen. I think it deserved it. What do you think?
Absolutely, dude. Jujutsu Kaisen is one of those ones where it just like, absolutely fucks, dude. Like
it bangs, dude. It fucking bangs. Like I don't care if you guys don't like Jujutsu Kaisen or the people that do, they get it, but it fucking bangs, dude. I fucking love it. Best comedy. So I was sad that this didn't win like one of the like romance or something, but I want it on there. Best comedy went to Komi Can't Communicate, and I really fucking like Komi Can't Communicate. So I mean, I don't know what else was under the comedy.
I think that fits.
I think you can see it. But
don't toy with me, Miss Nagataro. Heaven's Design Team, which I never watched. Life Lessons with Urmachi Onisan. Didn't watch that either. Odd Taxi and Miss Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, which probably gave it a run for the money. But Komi Can't Communicate was just hilarious, dude. Like,
it was good. Yeah, it was good. I had the romance and I had the comedy, which is. It was fucking good. And there was like so many good parts that I liked. Best drama. Like did we mention the best drama already?
Yeah.
Or were you just fucking mad already?
That was the biggest upset for To Your Eternity.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. To Your Eternity. Best fantasy. Like we said, Mashuko Tensei should got that. Best romance. I fucking, like, the answer is just yes. Like, I don't know what else was on there, but Horimiya. Got
Fox,
fucking
dude.
Best romance. And it fucking slaps. Like, it's literally what I want to see in a romance anime, and it fucking hit it on all cylinders. Like, I don't even care what else was on that list. Like, what else was on there? I'm pretty sure Komi Can't Communicate was on there,
too. Yeah, Beastars was on there, Don't Toy With Me.
Fuck off, dude.
Komi Can't Communicate, and Fruits Basket, the final season, which I understand why it's on there. I don't, like, the way that people, like, dick ride Fruits Basket so hard is, like, I get it, but it's not, it doesn't do it for me. And then one thing I think that really shouldn't have belonged on there is the Duke of Death and his maid. I probably watched like 2 or 3 episodes for
Excuse
it.
Excuse me?
And it didn't, it just didn't do it for
it
me,
didn't.
Man.
No, it didn't do it.
It wasn't it. So I think that Horimiya, like, that was, it's just what it needed to be. Like, that was a sure winner.
God, yeah, I fucking love that. I'll watch it. If I could, like, not fucking, if I can erase my memory for that fucking anime, I'd watch it again. It was that fucking good. Best film, of course, motherfucking Demon Slayer came in with the Benman's fucking film, dude. I don't even know what else was on there for it, honestly. I just know that fucking Demon Slayer won.
A couple of things that we've actually reviewed, hint, hint, go ahead and listen to those. We talked about Belle, we talked about Josie the Tiger and the Fish, Words Bubble Up Like Soda Pop, Evangelion Thrice Upon a Time, which is the latest entry into the Evangelion series, which it kind of just needs to die out already. And then Shirobako, the movie, which might have to be on a list that I check out a little bit later. But yeah, that's what's on for the best movies of 2022 in 2021. I think Demon Slayer, it was a sure win, man.
It really was. Like, it had a fucking big ass budget. And there's like the rest of this list, honestly, is the voice actor performances.
Yeah.
Honestly,
meh.
Like, since most of us are, and I see it from the fucking analytics, so don't come at me, but the most of us are fucking from the US here that listen to the podcast, and the United Kingdom, Canada, Germany, and Australia. So I guess I'll give us a shout out to the fucking, I guess we'll talk about the best. I'm just going to put the English, the Japanese, English, and German, because honestly, like, I don't know who the fuck anybody for the fucking French, Portuguese, Castilian, Spanish, or Russian are. Like, no offense. I just don't know. But I want to put at least the top three, because these are kind of like English and is our predominant one. Everybody likes also Japanese because it's, you know, the original. And I'll put Germany in there because that is one of the top ones that listen to our podcast. So Japanese, Yuki Kaji, Aaron Yeager got fucking best voice actor for Japanese. I don't know what else was on there. Jay, do you know?
The voice actor for Gabby Braun, so Ayan Sakura. We have a couple individuals from Lupin the Third, Part 6. We have Natsuki Hane from Otakawa, and he played the main individual, Otakawa, for Odd Taxi. Kanakata Aikawa for Ai Ohoto, for Wonder Egg Priority. And then Ayoyuki for Kumiko, So I'm a Spider, So What?
Okay, I could see why that was added on there. She has like a very kawaii voice. That's funny. Fucking funny how she portrays herself. But Aaron Yeager, Japanese voice actor. I think out of all of those, I think that one should have won. Mm-hmm. I agree. Best voice actor for English was David Wald for Adam for Skate the Infinity. I haven't watched it in dub, but it fucking was on the list for fucking the best voice actor, and it was Adam for fucking Skate the Infinity. He got it. So fuck. I was like, I don't know what else was on the English one. Jay, you know what to do.
We got Brittany Cox, and she played Fina from Fina Pirate Princess. We have Adam MacArthur, Yuji Itadori, Jujutsu Kaisen. We have Laura Bailey, who played Toru in Fruits Basket. Aneris Quinones for Rika Kawi, Wonder Egg Priority. We have Matt Shipman for Ricky Khan, again, Skate the Infinity.
Mm-hmm.
And now don't ask me to say the German list. I think I'm going to have a pretty rough time with that.
Yeah, I'm going to have a fucking hard time with that. But basically, Gojo, fucking Rene Don Claude from fucking Germany. German sub, I guess we were called, or German dub, I should say.
Jujutsu Kaisen. I'll have to look up
Jujutsu Kaisen.
I'll have to look up a clip or two and see if it is deserving of that, but I'm sure it will.
I'll have to look it up too, like, because the Japanese voice actor for Gojo is fucking, it slaps.
Beautiful.
So. But yeah, that's pretty much the whole list. The other ones are, like I said, are just voice actors, but like I said, fucking Demon Slayer soloed the fucking Crunchyroll Awards, which is kind of like expected, but I think we had a lot of like other shit on here, which is fine and which is really good. Might have some differences, you know, like some stuff we agreed that shouldn't be on there, like fucking best fucking opening, like but I mean, it was really good. I am a fan of the Crunchyroll Awards. I just want to see, because I like to see what other people think or their opinions are. But I don't think necessarily, like I said, it's more of a fan-based fun award ceremony for everybody. I really wouldn't take it to heart what you see on there, because I see a lot of people, a lot of TikTokers post like, you know what, this fucking shit. I'm like, bro, it's fucking it's fucking fan-based. Like, you would expect like fans to pick what they want, right? You know what I mean? Like, but I don't know. That's just how I'm gonna leave that. I mean, other than that, Jay, where can they fucking find you, my guy?
Hell yeah, my dude. So we are ending up the podcast. Thank you so much for listening so far. Again, my name is Jay. You can find me at Popung Pizza on just about anything. Occasionally at Popung Pizza 1. Go ahead and send me a DM, send me a message. Tell me what I should be watching, what I should be reading. We didn't talk about any manga, so we'll be saving that for the next episode. And Abraham, where can they find you, my guy?
You can always find me at Abraham182. You can find also us on Twitch at Anime Boys PC. We've been lacking a little bit with the streams just because Jay just started a new job and I have been busy as fuck.
All my fault.
But also, I want to mention, you can also find the Anime Boys podcast, which is Anime Boys Pod on Instagram. You can follow us there. Definitely follow us on fucking Spotify if you guys don't. And like I said, we are leaving questions on Spotify now. If you guys want to answer those and discuss, by all means, fucking put it on there. I will read them. We will read them and we will discuss them, but definitely check that out. And thank you so much for everybody's support lately. We've been seeing a fucking huge increase of people. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but I mean, fucking, it's great. And like always, we'll catch you guys on the fucking next one. Later.
Bye.